This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
My wife. I love you, by the way.
I know.
So, naturally, it's late at night. Because this is when Randy chooses to record. Welcome to episode 29 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. I'll miss you.
Yeah.
Now, while this has a sad-ish name, this is not going to be a sad episode. But, you know, it should be fun. Before we get into the joy that is this podcast, Randy wanted to share some listener feedback from our last episode.
Yeah.
And a special shout out to some of our global audience that we are apparently developing.
Yes. So, to begin, I'm going to give Mikey a second to get his bearings.
I'm ready.
Because he didn't want to be here, y'all. I had to get him here.
That's not true. I love being with you.
So, I'm not sure she wanted us to tell who she is, but it is a frequent listener. Uh-huh. And she frequently gives feedback and engagement. And that's why she's one of our faves. So, she had an engagement piece from our last episode. We asked, you know, hey, send us some stories about your craziness as a child. And how would you react if your kids did the same thing? So, she said, one, I had to sit here and decide which story to tell. And once she did, she said, at 15, I just knew my mama was awful. She kept taking my cell phone, so I used the money from my papa. Well, the third or fourth time I've gotten caught and had my phone taken, I grabbed my mama's debit card to put money on my phone.
Oh, no.
Why? Who knows? Got the worst spanking of my life. That's not even the bad of it. So I decided I was going to be grown and call my grandma, who was mean as fuck, and said I was going to go live with her. Most awful mistake of my life. She was waking me up at 4 a.m. to clean and sweep. I spent the summer in Bible boot camp. I still bought another phone in secret, though. Mm. Let's just hope my child is not as sneaky as me or my husband, because, y'all, his stories might even be worse.
Did she say Bible boot camp? I stopped the Bible boot camp.
You know, please. I don't trust people who go to church every Sunday. I'm sorry, but I don't. Sunday.
Right. I want to hear more about Bible boot camp.
Sunday, right.
Mm-mm. Like, what does that do?
You run drills ones.
Through the pews.
The meanest. That's funny.
And Randy's traumatized by church people. That was funny. Thank you.
Thank you. That was funny.
I don't know. I never like stole money off my mom's debit card.
Girl, you was mad.
You different. I mean, we're not trying to make you feel like a terrible person for what you
We've
did.
We've all done some crazy shit.
But you terrible for what you did.
Thank you for telling us your story.
We appreciate it.
All right, so some shout outs to some global listeners. So for one, we have 28 listeners in Canada, 28 downloads. So there are 28 people in Canada that download our episodes. There are 7,541 people in the United States
Okay.
that download our episodes.
Thanks, Canada.
I, But Canada was...
Okay. I know. I couldn't get it out before you jumped to the next thing. Sorry. So I was, thanks, USA.
There are 7 people in Brazil downloading these episodes.
Shout out to those 7 people.
5 people in Nigeria.
That's what's up.
3 people in Iceland.
Where's that? Is that the green one or is that the...
The ice? Iceland?
Iceland is the green one.
Yeah.
Greenland is the ice one.
Is it Switch?
Yeah.
I hope you're not wrong because they're listening. 42 people in the United Kingdom. 3 in Germany.
Okay.
1 person downloading our episodes in Sweden.
Was that a mistake?
1 person downloading our episodes in Iran.
Was that a mistake?
1 person downloading our episodes in India. People could be abroad.
That's true.
I got people over there they want to listen to. You don't know. 1 person in China.
All right.
Shout 1 out to person everyone. In Japan.
All right. Yeah, this is a mistake.
23 people in Thailand.
Okay, that might be real.
54 in Australia. And 2 people shout downloading our people episodes down under. In Indonesia. Y'all are great.
Thanks, Ran.
Oh, and 4 people in Mexico.
My peoples.
1 person in Dominican Republic. So there we go. Thank y'all.
It's thank just, you.
You know,
we would not,
a little
we
just, reach.
Yeah. That was nice. You know, people in different countries clicking on us by mistake.
On different continents.
That's
great.
What's up. All right.
So thank y'all. All right, babe.
Let's get into this greatness.
All right. We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Been a father since I was a toddler. I would teach a motherfucker. Hey. And we're back. Baby, wake up.
I'm up.
You be yelling at me. You
again,
wake
shout
up.
Out to all the Iggy Azaleas out there.
Mikey.
I'm tired. Thank you to all the listeners down under.
Mikey, please stop. Oh my gosh. So, you need me to lead this episode?
No.
Okay.
This is episode 29 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Mike.
I'm Randy.
And this is I'll Miss You.
Yes. What's the backstory, babe?
Man.
Well, not the backstory. So just say again what this episode is about.
So in this episode, we're going to try our hardest not to depress you, but instead just share some of the things that we're feeling. All right. In this episode,
computer. We are going to share a few things we realize we'll miss now that things are changing because of the baby. Again, like Mikey said, don't worry, it's not all sad.
Yes, because wife has a love story she's going to share before we get into these lists. And we're going to end it off with some much needed PDA. So start us off, baby.
Yeah.
What's our love story this week?
So I went to my old faithful, StoryCorps,
find
this episode. Right. And it is about Brandi Carpenter, who was 38. And DeMarco Carpenter, who was 41. So they begin their romance in 1994.
Okay.
She was 14. He was 17. Now, what's going on with these 14, 17-year-olds? Because my mama was 14. My dad was 17. And a lot of stories we've read, this is the group.
And you had just turned 15 and I was 17.
I was 15 and a half.
Okay.
And you had literally just turned 17.
So if we backed up, then you would have been 14 when I was 17?
No.
No?
16, babe. Either way, I just want to know what's going on. So anyway, Brandi had a crush on him for years, and they finally got together. But before they had their first kiss, they realized they liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
Before they had their first kiss, DeMarco was arrested for murder that he didn't commit.
Okay.
In Oklahoma. So he was eventually exonerated.
Okay.
After, I believe, 22 years.
He did 22 years when he was not guilty?
He got life. He got life plus like 100. Plus 100. It was a lot. I listened to the interview. I should have took better notes. But life. But yeah, he got a life.
Okay.
So he was eventually exonerated through the Oklahoma Innocence Project. And he walked out of prison May 9th, 2016. They got married 13 days later. So I listened to the interview. It was about 2 minutes long, 2.5 minutes long. And they were just talking about how they're coping still with him being out and, you know, finally being able to get together. So when he was first at the court hearing, he said he tried to be really strong. He had his head lifted high. But when he got in his cell. He put his head under the covers and just cried. Just cried like a baby. Cried himself to sleep. And so he was writing letters to Brandy, and she had stopped responding. He thought that she had just forgotten about him. She thought he had just stopped writing. Come to find out, her mama had intercepted all the letters and wouldn't let her get to any of them.
Hmm.
Eventually, they started backwriting each other once they realized that's what had happened. And she would see him once a week his whole time there.
Really?
Yeah. And then when he finally got out, when he was exonerated and his innocence was proven, they, like you said, they got, like I said, they got married. And, but then they realized that, like, he was still struggling. So he has, like, a lot of obvious anxiety. He said for the first 17 years of his life, his mama told him what to do. And for 22 years later, you know, prison officials told him what to do. So sometimes she'd be asleep and she'd wake up and he'd be gone. You know, she'd see him pulling out the driveway because he said he just liked being able to leave when he wants to and to do what he wants, essentially, because he never got that time in his life to have that freedom. But obviously they want to be together, and so they make it work. But, you know, it's still hard for him to, like, let her in.
And that's crazy.
For them to adjust to this change.
Yep.
And so I know you're going to ask me why I chose this love story.
I wasn't. I was just going to let you rock. But why did you choose?
But that's why. Because I like how you find love stories that match what we're going to talk about. And so I feel like we're dealing with a big major adjustment and life change. And
I am not getting locked up to anybody out there listening.
Yes. Knock on wood. You know, these cops out here. But they're also dealing with a major life change and adjustment and having to deal with that. Because that's a really big deal. It's just...
Yeah, that's different.
Yes.
I mean, I'd wait for you for 22 years.
No, you wouldn't.
If you was wrongly convicted... If you kept swearing you was innocent, like,
no,
you gotta like every week when I visit, you gotta really look me in my eye and be like, I ain't do it.
Not like, that's okay. Too much.
There was ever a week that passed when I came to visit.
And that's probably why the story is reversed and it is the woman that is there. Because women, you know, faith, loyalty.
Are you saying that men aren't faithful?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm sure she ain't making him swear every week. She said she knew at the court hearing she knew they got it wrong. But again, you know, unfortunately, sadly, finding out that he was innocent took decades.
That's crazy.
But they love each other. They're meant to be.
And now that's how they feel. Are getting time back.
Yeah. But also having to deal with, like, he also never had a life, you know?
I get it.
You know that marriage, you still have your life, but kind
of. Yeah, marriage is a different type of lockdown.
Right. So I empathize with him, but you know, you're in a relationship. Some shit you can't do. But, you know, they gonna work that out.
Just a quick question. So, when I'm 40, you cool with me just leaving? Because I didn't get to leave when I was 25.
No. You don't have his story. You ain't been locked up and wrongly convicted.
It's kind of feel like the greatest relationship ever. I love you, baby.
Don't die on air.
I would never die on air. You wouldn't post the episode.
I would.
With proof of you killing me on it?
I'm pregnant.
Okay. Well, thank you, Randy. That was different.
You said that about all my stories.
Because all of your stories are different. That was different.
Do you even like me?
I do. I love you.
Do you like my stories?
I love your stories.
No, you don't. Okay, anyway, go ahead, sir. Leave this episode.
Tell us about this mass murderer and how he fell in love with
him. He did not murder anyone. This is Randy's story. He was exonerated.
Did he, like, snap on her mom when he got out? Was there, like, a...
They didn't say... You know, the StoryCorps interviews are very short.
I need a follow-up.
But I hope that... I mean, she probably did. I mean, they 40.
Nah, she needed to be alive to know she was wrong.
Either way, she probably... I don't know. They didn't go dive too deep into that.
If he killed her mother, could he be convicted for murder again if he wasn't supposed to do them?
Like, this isn't double jeopardy like that.
Would those 22 years same count as a credit towards?
No, babe.
It doesn't allow you, like, a free murder? I'm sorry, these are the questions.
I'm
going
to call you Malik. That's what I call our dog's middle name is Malik. When I'm frustrated, Paul.
Okay.
Get your life. Come on, baby.
Main topic, yo.
Yes.
Four things we're going to miss.
Each.
A little bit of backstory. So we were taking a shower the other day, and I brought up the fact that things have changed. Randy had to get out of the shower because the smell of my body wash was, like, too much for her.
It was too much. I couldn't do it.
And I was like, but you like this body wash.
The baby don't. The
And I'm just looking at her, just step waddle out of the tub.
You know what?
And like, now there's room in the tub and I'm sad. And I just asked her, I was like, am I ever going to have you again?
And I was like, well, not tonight. Not right now. But yes.
We came to the sudden realization that there were some things that we're going to miss about each other going into the new year. With this baby, obviously. And I don't know. We may never see each other again. So.
Not Mike.
So here we are. Here's four things we're going to miss because of this new shift in our life.
Four things each. I just don't want nobody to get confused by these eight things they're about to hear. So.
Here's Randy's four things and my four things put together.
Yes. So for me, I'm going to miss quiet days.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you don't really like quiet. I mean, as you've gotten older, you deal with it a little bit more. But just time for me and you to sit and like. Sometimes we realize TV has been muted the whole time and radio's been muted. We've just been talking. It's just really chill.
Oh, okay.
Those it's just days. Us, you know, grew to sleep. We throw the ball a few times and he lay back down because he old. You know, I want to miss like that simplicity of like just it being quiet. Just us two. When we really just like, all right, y'all, we in for the weekend or we done socializing for today.
That's real.
And it's just us chilling and talking. Think quietly. That
a lot of the things on this list are going to center around a theme of like QT.
Yeah.
But
how about you?
I guess the first thing that I miss, as you can see on the list, is loud sex. Gonna miss the loud sex.
We can do loud sex when she's not with us. Oh, you mean, oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
In general.
Yeah.
The sex just ain't gonna be as wild, you know.
Yes, it will.
I'm saying it's loud.
Okay.
Not as wild, because now we got some new spaces to be reckless.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's a baby sleeping. There's people around. We got different neighbors upstairs.
We do. I was thinking about that.
I'm going to miss when you really be screaming. Not like, you know, the low moan scream. I'm talking about like the...
Mikey.
Like, calm down for somebody to think I'm hurting you. Those screams. But I don't really say that because that's not how I be feeling. That's not how I be feeling, but... The next door neighbor would probably be like listening and be like, "Hell, these niggas."
I don't think they can hear us.
Yes, hell, they can.
They cannot. They can't hear them.
They've definitely heard a couple. That's because he ain't getting none. But again, I'm going to miss.
What are you gonna miss about it? Why? Just because it's just what?
Just because it was something that we could do. It was an option. It was like the thing.
I think we took advantage of it when we could, though.
I agree. I don't think that
we've had our fair share of loud, ignorant sex.
I completely 100%.
Like, I don't feel like that's not something I regret, you know?
It's just a thing that I miss.
I get it.
I put it first because it's one of the smaller things.
Really? To you?
Yeah. Plus, we definitely gonna be having sex outside.
What?
With the woods in front of us.
Mikey, you got to be loud your then. Goddamn mind.
What? You don't want to have sex in the woods?
I don't, actually.
Why not?
If y'all go back a few episodes, you would know that Mikey is a, what's your thing? What, not a voyeur. What are you?
I'm a voyeur a little bit. But,
yeah, you like to look, but like, you like to just be doing reckless shit. The thrill of getting caught or getting sick and dying really gets them off. Like,
I don't mind people hearing stuff, right?
He wants to be seen.
But not really.
And recorded.
Which is why I never did anything professionally, though I was approached.
Can we? So,
number two, baby, what are you going to miss?
I put commonality. I left it vague, though I probably shouldn't have because of my pregnancy brain. But I believe I meant just like we know each other. We're still ever learning each other and figuring stuff out. But I feel like we've gotten so much better at picking up really quick. But like we're going to change again. This baby's going to do something else.
Yeah.
Now we got to learn this new person, you know. And, like, really get to know her to have a relationship. And then we may or may not be adding another baby in there within 4 years or whatever time frame, you know. And there's just no more, like, that simplicity of, like, I know Mikey, you know, even when you switch up, I can catch it and vice versa. It's like being new all over again. I don't miss being new. Like, that was a different type of, like, there was some adventure there and some thrill. But it's also really nice to just know your person, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
And so we gotta learn somebody new and then see how this somebody new impacts us personally and like individually and as a couple.
We can't return this new person.
No, we can't.
We should release an episode called Baby Application.
Like you should.
We have different babies apply to vie for our affection And then we choose the baby.
We've realized with applications a lot of things. So we're not even going to get in that.
Stop. Thank you for anyone who filled out the friendship application.
No, really.
Thank you.
We just recently had an entry and we were just like, you know what?
It's great.
You know what?
Maybe. We did get a friend out of that though. We did. They were already our friend, but we did get a friend.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. Love you. It's your turn.
Jesus Christ. All right. So the second thing that I'm going to miss.
This is what I just told Mike, that he coughing in the mic and clearing his throat in the mic. I got to cut that.
Why do you have to cut that? It's very natural. People clear their throats. I actually did that on purpose. Not like because I'm dying, but like.
You did it on purpose.
Like I'm getting ready to like do my thing. You know how people straighten up their tie, but their tie was never crooked.
But their tie is silent. Just say your piece. Come on.
Okay. I am going to miss spontaneous outings.
Okay.
I think that one's very like self-explanatory. Like when I was in college, you just go out.
Yeah.
Like it didn't matter what time it was, 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Whatever. Like it did not matter. You just go for like quick trip runs. Go get a slushie.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go find out the slushie machine wasn't working. Ask them what time the slushie machine be working. Come back 3 hours later when the slushie machine was working. Like, you know, you just don't have nothing to do.
Yeah.
I'm old, as you know. So I buy CDs.
You're older. Yes.
I still buy CDs. Whenever new CDs come out of artists that I really want to listen to, I like to listen to the songs in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I like play it. I'll drive around the city. I'll drive around 285, come back home. I like drive through the city. Like just, I don't think I'll be able to do that with this child. Not what if she in the back listening? She'd be like, oh, this is trash. And just cry the whole album.
Maybe not in the beginning, babe. So you mean spontaneous outings?
Like we could just leave. No, yeah. Period. Remember when we could just leave?
Yeah.
It's not a thing anymore. Now you gotta
go to the movies late at night.
You gotta have a backpack. Like you gotta.
Yeah.
There has to be a plan in place at all times and a backup plan to back up that backup plan.
Yeah.
And it's just, it'll be different.
It will.
And I will sincerely miss just being able to be like, hey, you wanna go? You'd be like, yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Spontaneous.
I'm gonna miss our bodies.
Oh no. Like, I did not read your things.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna miss like, I don't know, we kinda just fit, you know? We've always said that. We just like fit each other, you know?
Since but
like
day one.
Now my breasts won't just be used for erotic pleasure. It's gonna be somebody's gonna be feeding off of that and like
well, they'll still be used for a ride.
And I ain't really getting much play this pregnancy because sometimes they don't hurt during sex, sometimes they do. So,
but now I can use them for new things.
Mikey, you're not drinking the breast milk. You're not.
Okay.
Mikey, I'm not playing with you.
If you say so.
Mike, that's nasty. What? You don't need it. One. And two, no.
That wasn't even what I was talking about, but if you're talking about,
the hot dog thing that I've never been able to do because my breasts are so flat.
Anyway. Focus on your thing. So you'll miss our bodies. You say?
Yeah. And just, I don't know. Like, our bodies have a different function now.
Okay.
Now, and when she comes, you know, which is fine. You know, we definitely want to do skin to skin. We want to hold her. We want to soothe her, raise her, you know, and have her with us. But just, like, it's just not going to be ours anymore. Like, each other's. Like, you know, now when I say it's yours, is it really, though? You know? Like...
Ew.
Like, can I...
That's
I can't
not
really,
true
like,
anymore.
It's not!
Uh-huh. It's
like, even you.
Now.
Like, your body has a different function now as well.
What is my body's function now?
You're just like her daddy.
Yeah. I'm your dad.
Like...
Okay. All right, let's reel it in, okay? I understand what you're saying. You will miss having dominion over my body.
And vice versa.
Nah, I still
like it's just something to like.
I get it.
Just something to adjust to, another adjustment, which is fine, but I didn't realize how much like I would miss it.
And to anybody listening, these are obviously things that you got to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Because it's real. If you're trying to like be around.
Yeah.
Like for all the dudes out there that just has no intention of like staying with them, do you?
That's no.
I'm joking. I'm completely joking.
Please don't
raise your children.
Right.
Continue.
And don't a lot of people if you don't want to be in relationships.
Please.
You know?
And, like, if you get a girl pregnant, please don't get another girl pregnant while your main girl is pregnant.
Future. I mean, anyone out there.
Why he had the baby shower?
Wait, did you hear about the recent girl now, he got pregnant?
Nah, what happened?
Rain, Jesus. Somebody? She deleted Instagram deleted the post, but
why
like,
are we talking about that?
Anyway, we don't do celebrity or politics.
So we need to, all right, we got to have a segment in here with like current events so that people can hear what we say about this foolishness. Next year, new us. You got some stuff coming. All right.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, I'm just going to miss like that.
I get that. That kind of leads into my next thing, but not really.
Okay.
I'm going to miss being lazy and being selfish.
Okay. Like, how? What?
So like, we always took other people into account when it comes to certain things, right? Like, we got to be at this place to support this person.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't really got to if we don't want to, right? You know, you have that option. Like, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to miss your thing because we had to do this thing. But we ain't really have a thing, right?
We don't do that, though.
I know, but like, we had that option. The option is
there? Yes.
We don't have that option at all anymore.
No.
Like, now people want to see Drew.
Like, yeah.
You got to make sure you bring the baby because...
We have to bring her anyway.
I know, but like now we have to bring her. You hear what I'm saying?
I don't. What do you say?
We used to just, like, at this point, we could just chill, right? We're mm-hmm. on nobody's time but our own.
Right.
That's
right.
Not the case anymore. We are going to be on her time all year next year for the rest of our lives.
So like generally people know this, or you hope people do, when they say they want to have kids and have them. So what made you think about this? Like, how did this make your list? Was there something that...
All right, the reason why. It's because recently my grandmother said I was lazy.
Mike.
All right, listen, just hear me out. All right, so it's Thanksgiving, everybody. It's a little Thanksgiving story for you. And my grandmother has no idea that I've been working hard as fuck all week. She has no idea. So I'm sitting down on a chair, finally get to sit down. And she was like, Mikey, can you come help me with this thing? And I was like, nah. I was like, no, thank you, Granny. I don't want to.
Babe.
And she called me lazy.
First of all.
And I was thinking about what it looks like to be lazy. It really is like, to me, lazy is just like getting a chance to sit down, honestly. Like, you get to sit down.
Which is why you have so much guilt about it, which is why you don't play that shit.
Anyway. Being lazy, or like just getting to like lounge. Remember lounging?
You can do that with a baby.
Can you?
When they're sleeping. I think.
You know that moment you finally like really get comfy in the couch? Like really comfy. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to move? We're going to have to move. Like, we're going to have to get up.
Yeah. But that's because we want to be good parents.
True.
And I don't believe in letting newborns cry it out.
I mean, I'm going to be the greatest version of myself I can be for her. Right. I'm just saying, I'm going to miss sinking into that spot in the couch and really not getting up.
I know.
The days of lays are over.
Okay. The selfish part. You put selfish on here too.
Yeah. Like, just like, oh, that kind of leads into my other point, but okay. Just...
You want to wait?
Yeah.
Or you want to go ahead?
I'll wait.
Okay. Well, mine is similar to yours. Similar, maybe, kind of, sort of. But
I
like,
guess that's what I meant by selfish. Yeah.
Not having to be mindful. Not just, like, you know, we may have to stop cursing, you know? Like,
well, we will, because I won't have profanity around my child. First of all, I don't cuss, and she not going to grow up with people cussing around her.
Mikey, that's not real or true.
It is true. I don't cuss. You don't.
Everybody
cuss.
We know is a sailor.
Exactly. But they going to cut that shit out around my baby.
Like, so that, and also, like, you know, even just, you know, we love Belief in Fatherhood. As y'all know, we list Lynn Harry as like our intro and outro music.
And we have a shout out for him real quick at the end. So stay tuned.
Yeah. So like, they have a podcast, and he was saying, I watched a snippet of one of their earlier episodes, but how like Theo was over a friend's house and they were playing mommy and daddy, and it was a girl, like a girlfriend, like a mm-hmm. young girl, and they were like, you know, I think they kissed, or maybe they were about to, I don't know, but they were promptly stopped. But just even being mindful of like, our kids are gonna watch us, how we interact with each other personally, intimately. Yeah. You know. Yeah. And like,
and we gotta pay attention to that shit.
Yeah, like, how is this impacting them? Like, on the one hand, it's good for kids to see, especially Black kids, to see like healthy love and relationships, but also, yeah, like, are you about to be down the street trying to play mommy and daddy, you know, when you age?
No, she will not.
I'm just saying, like, being thinking like that about that type of stuff, even arguing, or like, we had some people here recently when they were arguing, was like, you know, please don't stop arguing from the baby, you know, just like, little stuff. Like, we was playing, but in real life, we can't be out here ignorant and immature.
That's true.
In, like, our interactions with each other. Even though we know it's no big deal, kids don't know, you know? So just having to do that extra work to be like, oh, shit, she's watching, you know? Sometimes it'll be easier. Sometimes, you know, we're going to want to do it. It's just going to come naturally. And other times, it's going to be hard. And we're so familiar with each other, you know? It's just going to be, I'm not looking forward to that work yet. But I'm sure that when she gets here, it won't be like a thing for me. But on the things of that I'll miss not having to do, you know?
I get that.
Just saying. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. What you think about?
My last point.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So, it has been an honor and a privilege and an absolute pleasure to have you in my life. It has. And I say that like a funeral.
It does feel like goodbye in some way.
Because I'm not going to have you to myself. My last thing that I'm going to miss is having you to myself.
Yep.
I chose probably one of the dopest chicks on this planet.
Thanks.
As my best friend, one. My girlfriend, two. My fiance. And my wife. Like, I had a serious, genuine come up. Like, I really did. I hit, like, the lotto with you. I really feel that way.
Thank you.
And while I'm happy that my daughter has also hit the lotto in, like, the mother, confidant, teacher that she will have in you, I am also mad at her. I'm so mad at her. I'm mad at her. Mike. Same way I'd be mad at Groot.
Just be Mike, mad. Leave the dog alone.
I don't want to share you. I don't want to share you. But I have to share you. And your time is now going to be split. If, let's say, obviously it's a pie. So 100% total. Drew gets 80%. Groot gets 12%.
Mikey.
That leaves me with.
Shut up. The last your time 80. Is split too, sir.
Wait, hold up. My bad. No. Your mom gets one.
Mikey.
Your work gets 5.
Mikey.
And I get that last little, that slither of 3 or 2.
Is that how you feel?
That's how I feel.
That's okay.
That's how I see it.
That's okay.
I'm going to miss having the pie to myself. I used to eat all that pie.
You did.
I ate it good too.
Mikey.
Like, I just, I love that pie. You're the best pie ever. You're so warm. Tasty pie.
Mikey.
There was no pie better. Now they got to share his slices, divvy up with other people. I don't know. I think when I said this to you the other day, I was like, I'm just not ready.
I know.
But I know that's something that I got to do it. Obviously, I'm going to figure out whatever way I possibly can to like make sure that that pie is shared. So even if you with her, you with me too. Like I got to like slide
and vice versa, babe. You're about to be split. So you're about to be a dad to a girl. I don't think
I don't understand. I don't know what that means.
Me being a girl to a dad, that's. Please, please. You think it's me? Dude, I ain't gonna see you. I ain't gonna know you.
Yeah, like, but you didn't really like the taste of my pie all the time. Sometimes you just leave my pie. Well, I'm more of a drink to you. I used to take a sip.
Mike, is this how you think I feel about you?
Did you hear me? I used to take a sip of the tea and you just put it down for a minute and come like, back later. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, I just started to cope earlier.
Yeah.
So it's not that I don't like being with you or that I don't need to. I just learned to cope. Like, I just... Or it would drive me crazy, like it drives you crazy. And I know how to crazy.
Cope. I just don't want
to
cope.
That's the thing, Mike. But you're going to have to. You're going to have to develop your coping skills and acknowledge them. You have to acknowledge them.
And I acknowledge that they exist. I don't want to use them.
You don't have to, babe.
I will. I'll go back to drinking more and
Mikey.
Smoking. I like cigars now, so we'll see what that's
about.
First
of all, you know none of that's true.
I do like cigars.
I'm going to say, you know you're not going to go back to it.
Oh, okay. I had every intention.
I
joke and I kid. However, I am sincerely going to miss having you to myself.
I know.
It was like I had the best kept secret. It was just like y'all don't even know how funny she is. You don't know how like stupid she is.
When you
don't know
how goofy.
Yes,
spot.
I did.
On our podcast,
you're like everything. But it's cool because she gets to have a mom who is like everything. You're gonna be great.
Thanks.
But as far as my partner goes. And fellas, you got to keep this in mind because you're going to miss your girl.
Well, yeah.
You're going to miss her. Boy or girl, whatever baby that you end up having, especially if they're involved and Randy's doing everything from the breastfeeding to the, I don't know, everything.
Well, babe, I think that we.
I'm going to miss you.
you know I'm gonna miss you too. This is why we're doing this episode, because we both realize, oh shit, we got 2 more months. It's getting real. She really coming.
Yeah.
She insists, you know, even though we've tried to tell her that this world is
what you think? Does that sound crazy?
No, you're right. Like,
I feel crazy.
But I think we do a really good job. That's why I asked you, you know, have I been mindful of this pregnancy? Do you feel like I've checked in with you? Do you feel heard and seen and acknowledged by me? You know, I know that what pregnancy is really about, a lot of people focus on like the mama and things. I mean, as you should, but you matter to me. I see you, you know? And so that's why I always ask you, you know, do you feel seen? Because I only had this baby because of you. You know, I know that. I think the birth of a father is equally as tasking, or can be. It's hard. We both are going through different types of growth right now, and all types of things. And so I want you to feel seen. But I also know, as you know, that we've never dealt with a newborn. You know, we've dealt with
like short term.
We've dealt with siblings, young siblings. We ain't dealt with our baby, you know. We even dealt with a puppy who was crazy as hell when we brought him home.
He wasn't that bad.
He was crazy, okay? Which is why I wasn't pregnant on my wedding day. Because he made me put a whole stop to that.
You're foolish.
I'm serious. But I really do get what you're saying. But we did have a childbirth education class tonight.
We did. It was
excellent.
It was good.
It was excellent. And she gave us, you know, a lot of great tips and just things to keep on our brain about keeping each other, I don't know, a priority.
I learned that
through the postpartum stage,
more doulas in the world than just Erykah Badu.
Yes.
Which was fascinating. So if you're out there and you don't know what a doula is, it is someone other than Erykah Badu. Google it. It's interesting.
And she was a doula and she came and gave us this class. She made a house call and it was great. But I feel like we both have good tips and we care a lot about each other to not make each other feel, as we've done an episode about already, but to feel like they don't matter. So I really just don't want you to feel like you don't matter. And I know that's what you care about, too. You've already said that you plan on being, you know, a lot when she gets here. So that I don't feel like I'm by myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be all over you still.
I know.
Especially when she go to sleep. Then it's time for you to put you to sleep.
Everybody, I hope you just lay me down and put that cover on me. And
you want to be swaddled?
Right. And go to sleep.
Get out of here. Engagement.
No, wait.
That's my last thing.
No, I know. I just had a question for you.
Oh, what's up?
So this is like post-pregnancy type things. But is anything you're missing this pregnancy?
What you mean?
Like while I'm pregnant, anything you started to miss already? Like not the stuff that we are going to have to deal with, but like just things that have changed.
Nah, there's some things I think is hilarious though.
Like what?
Like you missing sex.
Why do you think that's funny? Why do you think that's funny? Mike, why do you think it's
funny? Remember I told you the other day? I was like, don't you remember when you used to say no? Remember when you used to be like, nah.
Not right now. I don't know if I ever was like, no.
You used to be no. You used to be not right now. And then you miss all the not right nows. Wish you had some of them no's back. That's fine.
That is fine.
That's fine. Anything I miss right now? Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm all over you. I'm just looking at you. Just watching you grow as a woman. It's kind of wild.
Is it?
It is. It's different. I've known you since we were 15. Mm-hmm. Now you're pregnant.
I know.
I mean, I've known you since before then, but like.
I know. It's crazy.
Now you're pregnant.
I still feel 15.
Yeah, but you look pregnant. It's inappropriate. It makes me look terrible, like, as a man, but like, I swear to God, she's legal.
Like, you don't look any older.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I got a beard now.
Why, so? These high school boys got beards longer than yours and thicker.
Exactly, which is why people know that I'm older than them. I know it don't make no sense when I just said it, but if you don't think about it, it makes perfect sense. Is there anything that you miss right now?
Mm.
That was an interesting question.
I miss skin to skin with you.
I was trying to think about that.
I do.
As y'all know, Randy has this trifling pregnancy pillow that is the thickness of a mattress.
That I need.
It lays in between she and I at night.
It is the only thing getting me through this pregnancy. That and a maternity belt.
I wake up some mornings and try to roll over and put my arms around her, but alas. All I'm holding is this pregnancy pillow. And at my fingertips, there is a little bit of Randy's skin. And I think that the pillow is becoming sentient.
Because shut up.
Sometimes the pillow shifts and moves me away so that my fingertips can no longer reach Randy.
Sorry. Like, I love that pillow.
That pillow even smell like a different nigga. Mikey, like, it just it don't want me to be great.
Up.
The pillow doesn't want me to be close to you.
I just miss laying with you. And like, hot, nasty sex. And I'm so angry. Because all I can think about, the other night you gave me some real head, and I couldn't even visualize. You know, like, women have things that get them off to help them orgasm quicker or harder. And like, I couldn't even see your head, Mike. My belly was like, I couldn't see you, Mikey.
It has been a minute since you like grabbed my
head. I can't even like.
That's so sad.
See you. That is not okay.
Well, soon it'll pop. The little screaming monster will come out. And we'll have that back. It'll be good.
I understand why when I hear from other mothers, celebrity wise or just on YouTube that I follow or whatever, they say that in a lot of cases sex got better for them after the baby. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a mixture of, look at what this body has done. You know, I definitely feel very proud of that. And I know that if I can just get past this last trimester and give us a healthy baby, that I would really be feeling myself. Mm-hmm. But also just like, I went 9 months with this compromised sex. No more. You know? Like, it's about to be ignorant. As soon as I get on birth control, because you ain't doing this no more.
I hear you talking. And everybody know what my mantra is. Y'all know my hashtag. Knock her up 2018. Soon to be knock her up 2019. Yeah, we going 2 for 2.
We not.
Back to back, baby. Every year. That's what we're doing.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If y'all hear us come out with a pregnancy announcement, not us, because it's going to be Mikey, because I'm going to be in somebody's home.
I'm telling you right now.
In 2019,
definitely with the shits of having another baby. If I get pregnant,
know that something wrong and very bad happened, because there is no way.
What you mean? There is a way.
There ain't no way. You hear me? I want y'all to know something happened and it wasn't right. And I need y'all to be on the lookout for me. Mm-hmm. So.
This is all talk, y'all.
It's really not.
She knows she
But no, I feel like that's why women say sex got so much better. It's a mixture of just like being proud and more confident in what your body has done for you and your family, but also like, I know what it's like to be on like pause and for somebody to be in my body dictating when and how and what I get off on, you know? It ain't right. It ain't right.
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Y'all, the other day I told Mike, you know, that I engage in some self-pleasure. You know his question was? How you reach? Because he knows that I cannot reach.
First of all, you said I engaged in some self-pleasure. Nobody know what that means.
Yes, they do.
And you didn't answer my question. How did you reach it?
I told you I had to lay on my side. This is not... I don't talk about this. So, engagement.
Engagement.
You didn't put nothing, sir.
I did. Yeah. Look at you.
I'm sorry.
Try to play me. What were some things that changed after a major life experience with your partner?
Yeah.
So, even if y'all don't have kids right now, it's all my people in a relationship or who just recently left one because they smartened up. What changed after something like big, like a death in the family?
A new job.
A new job. Or just getting married.
Yeah.
Tell us about some things that changed. Some things you miss. DM us on Instagram. We look for stories everywhere. Email or leave us a voicemail. We need some more voicemails.
Yeah.
And we'll share it on our next episode.
We will. Also, we have been neglecting Renee. Renee, I'm so sorry. She left us a voicemail. I told you about this last month. Completely freaking forgot. Mm-hmm. She asked how you felt about donations to the Susan KJ. I don't know if I'm saying KG.
Susan G. Komen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For breast cancer awareness, knowing that there were like some skeptical things happening with that.
Oh, I'll let her know right now how I feel about it. I used to donate to that charity every year.
Okay.
Every year, because I hate breast cancer.
Yeah.
Until I found out where my money goes.
Where does the money go?
It don't go to breast cancer.
I don't know much about it. I know there was a scandal about it, but I usually donate to certain people. Like, I give to people.
I'm big on that, too, or certain hospitals, but less with the foundations. I forgot. It was somebody who, I was educated on this a while ago, and they, like, kind of ran through how nonprofits work for me. This was before I was working for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me, like, the structure of Goodwill.
Okay.
And how the CEO or whoever of Goodwill has, like, his own island. Mm-hmm. Some ignorant. And when you think about it, it's because it's like all profit. It's 100% profit. They don't pay you for any of the stuff that you donate, but they sell the stuff that you donate. And that money goes to whoever owns the organization.
Okay.
And that's it.
So don't actually help.
Pure profit.
So what is it? Okay.
That's what Goodwill is, pure profit. They'll just give away free clothes. They sell the clothes that you donate. It's a place for you to get rid of stuff and they'll sell you stuff.
I mean, yeah. I got this winter coat when I was in college from Goodwill. The best coat of my life.
Mm-hmm. That coat helped build an island.
I didn't know that.
And it was given to them for free.
I ain't had no money. I had $2. I mean, I had 10. Okay. But...
Okay. No, but yeah, some of the money goes to certain places, but I used to, you know, I did a lot of volunteer work for like March of Dimes, mm-hmm. a whole bunch of other organizations. But at this point, I like to see where money is going.
Yeah.
And I don't really donate to anything unless I can like trust the source or I know exactly what it is funding. I prefer buying a thing now instead of just like giving the money. I think giving the money is kind of lazy, especially if you don't know where it's going, but unless it's for something that you really support. And I guess that kind of leads into what we about to talk about right now.
Right.
Because Randy and I want to support Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn Henry, the creator of Belief in Fatherhood. Excellent YouTube channel. He's the one who got me thinking, maybe I could have sons. You know? They're so cute. And now they got Anaya and all these things. And we've been following them for years. They've been on YouTube. He did it to like, he started the channel to give mothers hope, to show what it's like to be a stay-at-home, black, dark-skinned father. To black, dark-skinned children. All children, you know, are great and matter, but we don't have a lot of representation about what it looks like for people who look like us.
Because we black.
To be parented well and to be loved, especially by their dads in a two-parent home.
I ain't never had a black daddy.
So, Mikey, shut up.
I didn't.
You're right. So, we've been following them for years. We are currently Patreon members. We give $5 a month. Because that's what we can do.
Woo!
Even in our financial constipation.
Woo!
We make sure we give those, you know, to them as our tithes and offering.
I can't wait till we have financial diarrhea. And we can just, like, spend it.
Yeah. So, he is creating content for black minority kids on YouTube. And so, he wants to create a high-quality educational entertainment for children of color on YouTube using puppeteering. If you follow him or know of him, you probably know about his puppet named Frank, who was funny as shit. Though he doesn't curse, though he be looking like he want to. But he wants to, he noticed that there was like a hole in the content on YouTube.
Wasn't he essentially, it's like a black version of Sesame Street?
Yeah, he wants like a black version of Sesame Street. So he noticed there was something missing on YouTube. He also noticed that parents turn to YouTube for their kids to busy them, to distract them, but it's not quality content. And so he wants to give high quality educational content. And
that's also entertaining. I think he stressed that it was kind of like, even the ones that were high quality, it was just boring.
Right. And his channel is really entertaining. He is not asking us to do this. We are not getting paid. People probably don't even know us. They probably don't even listen to the podcast.
They don't.
They don't follow us on Instagram.
He ain't got a follow yet. And this nigga just got a blue check.
Mikey,
matter of fact, why we shouting him out? Nah, let's move on to the next segment. No, that's okay.
She's so stupid. But no, we really like them. And maybe one day they'll see us on their radar.
Like as a person. Maybe one day they'll acknowledge us as people. Because we're like, we enjoy their content.
We don't want anything from them. We're probably too explicit.
I'd like or a follow. I'll take a follow.
We're not asking for anything. What we asking y'all to do.
What are we asking people to do?
We are asking y'all to give to them. Which, you know what's so crazy is we all so caught up in like followers and likes and all these things. He has 120,000 subscribers. He's asking for $75,000 on Kickstarter. If every one of his subscribers gave $1,
he would have twice.
He would have more than he needed. And it just goes to show you follower count. And subscribers don't mean shit. Because we still out here with no sponsors.
So basically what we're asking is if you can, donate something. Because we already have and it was a really large number.
It really won. But it was what we could give, you know. And we're proud to do so.
Yeah.
You can go to his Instagram page, which is Belief. I think it's, hold up, it's Belief Mail.
L-E-A-F.
Yeah, BelEafMel. We're also going to give them a shout out on our Instagram so y'all can like find him that way. You can also YouTube Belief in Fatherhood, BelEaf. And if you look at our description notes, I'm going to try to remember how to put links in here. But in our music acknowledgments, we say what he's the creator of. So you can just Google him. But yeah. He's asking for $75,000. He has raised $16,000 and he's doing it through Kickstarter. The problem is if he doesn't raise all of the money, he doesn't get anything. So that's fucked up. So
yeah, is that how Kickstarter
works? Yeah, that's how it works.
That's why I never did one. Nobody donates to my causes.
25 days to go, y'all. He's at $16,000. We actually haven't given just yet. We're about to.
Why you do that? I just told the people that we did.
Because I just told them the amount. That amount's about to go up. We are definitely giving to them.
Mm-hmm. But now you snitch.
Baby, you didn't even have to lie. You didn't have to. I didn't even catch that. I didn't even catch you. You see, lies are harder to remember. Look at you. But no,
I remembered.
We are getting to them.
I remember my lies.
We are Patreon members. That is the truth.
That's true.
But yeah, so we really would love this content, especially for baby Drew.
Yeah, I like it if my daughter had like a Black Sesame Street to watch.
Yeah. So again,
could you imagine like a little brown Elmo? Oh, I ain't saying that that's a character. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, you're right. So $75,000 is for hiring people. It's for building the sets to make at least 26 episodes for minority community. So if you can, y'all, give something, spread the word, and we'll also follow up when we do. So by the next episode, we will have pledged an amount.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and Mikey apologizes for lying.
Do I?
You do.
Oh.
So that's our shout out to the family of Belief in Fatherhood. All right, baby. Your fight or flight.
Fight or flight this week is brought to you by Disgruntled Husband. I love you. Naturally, we must start there.
Yes.
Where do I start?
I don't know. Where will you start?
I think that you are amazing. I think you are wonderful at the things that you are wonderful at. And I think at other things, you're not so wonderful. But it's only because you're too wonderful at the things that you're wonderful at.
Like, if this is about cleaning, I want you to find another thing. I'm not even playing. You better find something else.
All right. It's not about cleaning.
Okay.
It was, but I love it. My fight or flight this week, I don't really have a fight to bring with you. More so, I want to charge you with a task.
Okay.
We are about to move into a new space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of less space than where we currently live, but it's still a big space. I want you as the mother of my child, the woman of the house, the matriarch, to kind of set the standard for how you want that space to be run.
Okay.
Like how? I want you to put things in place so that I can best assist you in making sure that everything in that space runs smoothly, it's organized, it's clean, and it's everything.
So this is about cleaning.
No, it's not. It's not about cleaning. It's about being organized.
Mikey, find another fight or flight.
I love
you. Don't worry, I'll edit down your dead space.
That's okay.
Find another one.
I don't have anything to fight with
Mike,
you this week.
Mike, you better find something.
You wanna fight me?
Mikey, I just don't even know what to do with you. I don't even know what to do with you. I don't even know what to do. Mikey.
Yes. Okay.
What is your fight or flight?
All right, I got an easy one. You ready? In the future, when you tell me that you want to tell me something real quick, can you make it like quick? Now, obviously, this ain't like nothing deep. And I'm glad you cut out that dead space because it's giving me time to really think about this. Right? I might walk in the house with some food. I got a plan. I got a whole plan. All right, I'm about to sit. I'm going to eat. Obviously, I'm going to check in with my lady because that's an important part of my day. And then, like, I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to chill. Right? No. Let me tell you something real quick. Hey, can I talk to you about something? Yeah. Okay. No problem. And then we have a whole full-blown three-hour conversation. Now, mind you, I love talking to you. We just did an episode.
So
I
don't know
how much I like
that?
Spending time with
is
you.
Is that your
it's
fault
yours.
Or mine?
It's your fault. It's your fault. Because you don't notice that you are talking for 2 hours. And that I'm like just tapping my food or just kind of like...
You're engaging with me, though. I'm not talking to myself.
I'm engaging with you because that's what you do when you respect a woman. You actually listen to them. And you make eye contact. You respond back with, I heard this. And my response is this. The problem is that leads to more things. But that's what happens when you're having a full-blown conversation. When you say, no, it's just real quick. Can it actually be real quick? That's my fight with you this week.
I will do better.
Will you?
I will try.
Why do you do that?
Babe, I just really like talking to you. And I sit in the house all day by myself with your damn dog.
It's just funny because you'd be like, hey, real quick. and it don't be real quick.
I just have all these things I think about as I'm writing and as I'm trying to like figure out my life and visualize greatness and success.
But I just, and like, also I like, just got in.
I know. Like, but you're like, you're my person.
But I have to use the
bathroom. I understand. I need a new person. It's okay. I will find a new person.
No,
Drew gets here. No.
Oh, okay. I gotcha, so you're doing that. I'm that's the route you're taking. This is starting another fight or flight.
And why? What do you mean? I'm telling you what
okay,
I'm
I have a new
doing.
Fight with you. Don't do that shit. Don't do that deflection. I don't like that.
I'm not deflecting.
It's
I'm
not hard on me.
Going to
I
find...
would just like to be allowed to go poop first.
Sure, baby. You're right. Okay.
I'm tired of you. Okay, find a new person. What did you want? I'll find a new person too. I already told you. My second wife, man.
You can
if you out there, if you listening, second wife, obviously it's a white woman.
Mikey.
I'm done with these American girls. Shout out to our Australian listeners.
Mikey. You know what? Don't nobody, you know, can't know. People think they want you. They don't know.
Real shit.
They don't know.
They really don't.
They don't know. So, okay. Okay.
What you mean? I'm a catch.
Uh-huh.
I'm a catch.
You are, babe.
I'm funny. What else I got? Come on, babe.
What, I ain't about to help you advertise yourself, nigga. No.
I want to know, what drew you to me?
I don't know.
What drew you to me?
Go back and listen to the episodes.
That's messed up. I'm cute sometimes in certain lights. You know
he
don't
stick up from himself to his barber, so y'all don't have to deal with that. Y'all gonna have to deal with that.
And this is why I can't wait for wife number two. Now, you say, they say the first time you marry is for love, right? The second time is supposed to be for money. And the third time, you don't get married. You just stay with them for the sex. So, wife number two
y'all gonna
and
have to deal with his
girl number three.
Hair loss sometimes because he don't want to tell his barber that.
Just know that.
He ain't like his haircut. So, y'all can
do
anything.
I ain't gonna do none of this shit with you I did with Randy. I'll be better to you than I was to her because I don't even like her like that. She just happened to be first.
Whatever. No, babe, you absolutely should do what you feel is best. And I will do my best to keep it short.
Okay.
Or to just be honest with you. If I feel like halfway through that it's getting long.
That'll be appreciated.
Then I'm going to be like, hey, actually, maybe go do what you want to do.
That's a good one.
Because I feel like I have a lot more to say.
Okay. And I will still give you the time to say what you want to say.
I know.
Just got to use the bathroom first.
I know.
I love you.
I love you too.
Why are we like this?
Because we're tired. And it's tomorrow. And so, we need to go to bed.
All right, love. PDA.
Let's keep it quick. Okay, quick. So, I really appreciate you being, I think I've thanked you for this, but you, tonight you were at the childbirth class. Like, I keep realizing how, like, weird it is for people to see us together through this pregnancy. Like, whenever we go somewhere, people are like, oh, he's here. And
I ain't gonna lie.
That's your
I feel
husband.
Like them slides and were tailored towards just a woman.
Because she's probably not used to men being present.
That's true.
But you have not missed a single prenatal appointment.
And I won't.
You have not. You've been like in everything, you know. You pushed for the childbirth education. Or like you like made sure I stayed on it to like, you know, set the appointment and stuff. You were here for it and you had questions. Like, I don't know, Mike, you just really made this bearable. Pregnancy is very difficult and it's so hard to read other people's stories. I'm in a breastfeeding group on Facebook and some of these stories about these husbands and these boyfriends and this lack of support and these mother-in-laws and it's crazy and that's just not my narrative. And so I feel really blessed that you and your family have sense and that I love y'all. You know, for the most part, y'all love me as best as God and these people can. And
oh no.
Because y'all know y'all love you be having a pool. But y'all
Guidance
know y'all really
do. It's different. It's strong, but it's different. It's just different.
That's the word. That's the word.
And it's intense.
But no, I really do feel like I have like a family and support and from both sides, not just my side. And from you. And it really is. I didn't realize. It's not that I take it for granted. It's just I thought it was the norm. And I'm realizing through my pregnancy that it's not. Through both our pregnancies. That it's not. And so I really appreciate you for being a man, you know, being the standard.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Mine's a little shorter.
Okay. I'm so, you know, I'm like, fuck you. You know what? I don't even want to hear.
We're in the middle of PDA.
Mikey.
What? I was just stating that mine would be a little short, but.
Go ahead, baby.
to all of our Australian listeners out there, you did just hear her talk about how supportive I am. So that's another one.
Y'all can get him if you want him. You don't know.
Anyway.
This is an hour.
More public displays of affection. More public displays of affection.
Yes.
Wife.
Yes.
Randy plays this song that I really don't like.
But what?
It's very obvious that she likes it. It's by Jamie Foxx.
Wait.
Right?
Stop.
Randy plays this and it's like, it's her jam. It sets her up. It's called, you still got it?
Wait, why don't you like the song?
Is that the name of it?
Yes, why don't you like it?
So it's basically a song about like, after you had a baby, like changes you're going through. And it's just like,
during
you
the still pregnancy,
got it, girl. During the pregnancy. So how like, you still got it. And
it's like
honestly,
his first album. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Okay. The concept of the song is beautiful.
Why don't you like the song?
It's just corny.
Mikey!
The point that I'm making is...
Look at the pot.
Huh?
Look at the pot.
What?
Nothing.
Jamie Foxx had two good songs.
Mikey, that was a great album.
You're probably the only person I know that actually listened to Jamie Foxx's like, album. And I just love Jamie Foxx. Let me stop talking in case, like, I met Jamie, like, a couple of times in life. I actually like him as a person. Jamie Foxx does make good music. This song just wasn't my favorite.
Okay.
But Randy really loves the song, and I don't know, whenever I listen to it, when I get past the fact that I don't like the way this sounds sometimes, I'd be like, yeah, that's really exactly like how I feel. I recognize that you're going through a lot of changes. I just be staring at you like how I always did. But now it's just different. Like you, I still see you. Just wanted to let you know that I still see you. You're still very beautiful, belly and all.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait to do stuff to you when that child is out.
Thank you.
You still got it, baby.
Thank you. That's really sweet. You know, welcome. Feel free to say that every day for the rest of the pregnancy. If you feel so inclined.
Yes, ma'am. I will. I got you.
Okay.
Wait, is it a new day yet? Yep. You still got it, baby.
Thank you, Mike. All right.
Close this out, mama.
Call to action. So, y'all, be sure to check out our website.
www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
We are now and still and always available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. As well as a whole bunch of other downloadable podcast apps.
Really, wherever you find podcast apps.
Except SoundCloud.
They got podcasts?
Mikey, yes.
SoundCloud's still a website?
Mikey...
I'm seriously asking these questions. You know they be doing some stuff, and I don't know what's going on over there. Why are you snorting? Okay, if you knew that SoundCloud was still a website, please comment on our Instagram under this picture when we post a snippet and be like, yeah, bro, SoundCloud still around. Subscribe to our newsletter.
Y'all, we know we trifling with these giveaways.
We not trifling.
We got two coming for y'all.
We got a lot of things happening right now, but we are doing stuff. Swear to God, we gonna do some stuff.
We gonna stop being the people. The next time around, we're not even gonna tell people. You just gonna get shit.
Yeah, you'll just.
We just gonna stop giving y'all dates and stuff because it don't work.
You get a gift card. It's gonna happen randomly. All at once. Get ready for Christmas.
So don't get ready for Christmas because
Chapman Christmas.
We're moving.
Well, not actual Christmas. Oh, wait, hold on. Like Chinese New Year Christmas.
But know that our heart is good, and anybody who subscribed to the newsletter knows that the giveaways are real that people get gifts. Okay,
they did.
So. Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
Black Mill Mare Pod. That's BlackMillMarePod.
Thank you again for listening, y'all. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it.
We're good, so yo, I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping talented.
Yeah, that was the music from the dude that we was talking about.
Yes.
Go give him like $2. Stop being cheap.
Right, and his subscribers, the 120,000, y'all trifling.
Yeah, like
y'all get that dollar so this man can get his money.
Like, help him out. Black Sesame Street. That's it.
Great, and they're a great family. They're so cute and Christian.
And didn't y'all hear that little cello in the bass line? Whatever, I don't know instruments. Doom.
He's really passionate. Doom. He loves kids, loves his wife,
and he black
as hell. I think he's actually Trinidadian.
He's Trinidadian. Yeah. Oh no.
Like,
I still support him. That the oh no was because.
We didn't talk
Thank
about the
you
women.
For listening.
We're talking about the. Okay.
That's true. Yeah, trendy women are nuts. We love you, trendy women who listen. Peace.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Meredith Masony.
And I'm Tiffany Jenkins. We're the hosts of Take It or Leave It, a podcast where we discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Join us every week where we sit down and talk about parenting, even though we don't really know what we're talking about. We have guests, we take your calls, and we get weird.
Tiffany and I are just like you. We are two struggling moms who have no idea what we're doing. Join us on Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast for parents.
Acast recommends.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.